After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We've all heard of drag queens. Tonight, we're dealing with drag kings. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's Lord.
We love Lord.
Dynamite, our friends.
Did you guys see her on the VMAs?
Yes.
She did really good.
She was loving it.
All right, guys, let's get to these ladies. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I am your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Tonight, we have Blake and Grant missing, but we do have a good panel for you guys. Introducing Shanti Christina from the Life of Kylie After Show for the AfterBuzz family. Welcome, Shanti.
You guys, I am so ready to whoop it up tonight. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have a YouTube show called Your Time with Thomas. It's fun. We go to different parts of Los Angeles. It's called Your Time with Thomas on YouTube, and you can find me online at Thomas Erlina.
All right, guys. Well, happy Labor Day. Yes. It is Monday. Thank you for spending the night with us. We really, really appreciate it. Give us a thumbs up now. Just for the heck of it.
Thumbs up, please.
We have so much to talk about. What an incredible episode. Drag Kings. Have you guys heard of Drag Kings? You have, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're not as popular, but they're there. I love that we went to Hamburger Mary's. Yeah. It's like down the street from me.
It was a great episode. We started off with a bunch of montages, but we ended up with Kelly and Megan crib shopping. What do we think about this? That $1,700 crib, that's expensive. I don't know if I can spend that much money.
Well, that's a pair of Louboutins for these ladies.
That's true. That is.
But I don't want to waste my money on a crib. Like, I'd rather get a cute dress.
Right?
That's true.
Or a bag. Or something that benefits me.
Can the baby sleep in the bag?
Maybe.
Get a little Hermes Birkin bag and shove the baby in there.
You never know.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we get right into the good gossip with a reveal. A picture reveal of Megan. No, is it Megan? No. Kelly and Shannon kissing.
I know.
Kelly and Shannon making out at the Irish bar. We didn't see this on the show.
Wait, where was the camera then?
I don't know.
This is what I want to see. The girl-on-girl action.
Right?
Yeah. Where was the camera? I don't know, but the Snapchat was available, and we did get a photo of Kelly and Shannon making out. That was crazy.
That was crazy. Yeah. I was not expecting that, especially the history that these ladies have. But you never know. Alcohol does that to you.
Blame it on the alcohol. We've heard that one before. Well, the drama continues, and we get right into it with, this whole recording gate. The whole recording gate has commenced, and it's began. I don't know. Do you think Shannon is shady enough to record these girls? What do you guys think?
I think there was... It's so hard to...
Do you believe her? Do you think she's tech savvy or not? We want to hear about this. You guys, let us know in the comments. Do you think Shannon's lying about being tech savvy? I mean, she can go on Twitter... But she can't order an Uber?
I mean, her quote was, "I don't even know how to use Facebooks, plural." I believe her. She doesn't know what the heck she's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, it was It was a little tap on the wrong little app.
And she was buzzed. Give her a break.
Yeah, so do you think Kelly was just like drunk and was like, "Girl, you're recording me"?
Yeah, she's just a weird Instagram. Well, she said herself that she always thinks that Shannon tries to set her up.
Yeah.
So it's
like a phobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or paranoia.
It's a paranoia.
Yeah.
It's a paranoia, and it's not fun to be paranoid.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No.
Especially with the history that they have, but like... The fact that she did see the recording, I would be skeptical of myself. I'd be like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
why?
I should have done immediately. I would have grabbed them and like, why are you recording me? Look, you're recording me.
Yeah. She should have called it out then.
But what was she recording? Like, what was it?
Yeah, nothing. Obviously the conversation wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't make it onto the air. Right. Not even the kiss made it on the air.
I wonder if it was rolling or if the app was just open. It was on like 000 and she was about to record or if it was already recording. Did they establish what the recording was?
No, they didn't. They barely talked about it. But you know what? I've actually accidentally opened up my recording app. I have.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have.
It's like a butt dial.
It happens.
Okay, we're going to give Shannon a pass.
We're going to give Shannon a pass. Usually we like rip her apart, but maybe she's telling the truth. I don't know. We just dive right into Deeko and Peggy and their family and their Armenian culture. And Deeko is just scared to death to let this little girl go to college. Let her go to New York. Let her go to New York. Let her experience something. What do you guys think about this? Is she too young to go?
No, I don't think she's too young to go. I can see how he can be very attached to his daughter, of course. But the fact that Peggy is so adamant about her going is, it's a nice change to even watch. Because, yeah, you know, usually the mothers are the ones that are like wanting to hold on to their daughters as long as possible. But I think it's because of Peggy's upbringing. It really is.
Yeah, weighs heavy. Funny, that opposite. I love Deeko.
Yeah, can I just say that?
I love him and I love Peggy. Like, they're so entertaining to watch and they're hilarious. Like, they have these little one-liners that I laugh at. Yeah. They're funny.
They are funny.
But
they could actually be a show on its own.
No, they really could.
You know? And I think that's kind of what they're shaping it to be as.
Really?
Well, I think, like, with their daughter, they have storylines there because their daughters are younger and, you know, they're going to college and... It could be a spinoff, I think.
It could.
Look at Dina. Not Dina.
Was it not Dina? Caroline.
Caroline. Yeah, look at Caroline's family.
You never know. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I think they're entertained. I think they're just starting to find their footing. I'm not sure if the entire family is TV appealing. So far, we're liking the family values aspect of it. We love that they're bringing their Armenian culture to it. I think it's fantastic. I don't know if I'd go to New York with a $60,000 bag. It looked like a snake-skinned Hermes bag. I don't know if that's real or if that's even like a thing, but this bag was $60,000 and it was on the show.
I love that.
Can I ask a question? Did you guys think that Deeko was kind of flaunting his money and assets in this episode?
Absolutely.
Like,
even by just bringing it up.
Absolutely. But he was like, that $60,000 bag. It was very like, we have money.
It is. Yeah. And I think Peggy, the reason why their relationship works is because she supports that idea. She set the $750,000 Ferrari, the $350,000. I mean, these guys have a lot of money. But it's nice to see people that have a lot of money that... if they have it, fine, flaunt it, you know? We don't see enough of that on OC like
good
we used
to. Guys.
Don't get robbed.
Can I have some?
Right.
I'm just kidding.
I know. Donations are welcome.
Donations are welcome. But I don't know. I like Deeko. I like Peggy. I like what they're showing. They are showing off the money aspect a little bit every episode. But you know what? I don't mind. You know what I do mind? I mind a green lipstick in a confessional. Megan, what is up with that? Stinky green lipstick? I did not find that appealing. What about you guys?
Well, what if it was from Fenty Beauty from Rihanna?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay, wrong example. Fine.
That
Kylie Jenner.
Was weird. I don't know.
I thought it was just the lighting of our TVs. Did she really wear green?
It looked green on the screen.
It might have been the screen.
Really?
No, we have weird lighting. We have weird lighting in the studio, so everyone's coloring is off. Like, all episode, it looked like the blondes had pink hair.
Every episode, they've had pink hair to us. Every single episode.
I know, it's confusing. So I don't think she was actually wearing green.
Well, let's hope she's not wearing green, because that was weird. All I know is that whether or not she was wearing green lipstick, Megan has such a big mouth, and she was out of control tonight, super ridiculous, starting trouble, little troublemaker. She even tweeted tonight, why wouldn't I tell Shannon we're friends? Girl, can we just replay last season? Because y'all were not that good of friends. What do you guys think about this?
I think what's happening, I'm on the Twitter app right now, because I did a poll, but we'll talk about that in a second. I think we're seeing her classic behavior, because this is how we were kind of introduced to her, with her doing all this troublemaking. Last season, you know, she was dealing with wanting to become a mom, and now that she has that out of the way, we're seeing old glances of her, and it makes for entertainment, because if there was no her, then we wouldn't have gotten Vicky's opinion. So that's why she's very important on the show.
She's like the connector. Mm-hmm. She has no storyline, though.
She doesn't.
Besides this. Like, she has the baby, but that's it.
And she has Jim, who doesn't treat her... Well, he just gives her a lot of crap, which is funny to watch.
Yeah. I'm just bored watching her. Is that bad?
Yeah, well, no, it's not.
Even with her going with Vicky today, she didn't add anything to you?
But, I mean, after when she stirred the whole pot, I was like, ugh, again? I mean, it was just annoying.
Like, she really took that spoon this episode and really stirred the pot. Mm-hmm. She was really giving it to Vicky. Vicky was like, girl, relax a little bit.
Yeah, Vicky has been making some squeaks in her.
Yeah, she has.
This season, is that like the new Vicky thing? Because she's been squeaking in her tone in
What?
I don't know. All I know is that Megan tonight, you know, just accusing Vicky, like, stop being the victim. Like, she really has some balls to, like, really go there. I don't know. I don't think Vicky is a victim. I mean, I know that this episode she was kind of, like, playing the victim with that whole, like, I don't. If this was just so long ago, why are we still talking about this?
I know.
Charlie in charge in the chat says Megan is trying to get airtime, and that's all.
That makes sense.
We get that.
Preach.
That makes sense. She did a couple things that I liked tonight. Megan did a couple things, and one thing that I thought was cute was when she was addressing her baby, and she's like, "I don't really care about the drama because I have you." That was kind of cute, but at the same time,
I thought that looked bad.
Really?
I did, because it just makes it look like, okay, well, I can stir the pot now. Like,
it was icky.
Yeah, it wasn't cute.
Well, I think it just proves that she is just stirring the pot for no reason. There's no, like, concrete agenda behind it that serves somebody else's, you know, purpose.
I'm trying
to defend Shannon because she's my friend, or I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what's going on with Vicky. No, you're stirring the pot.
Yeah, it doesn't seem sincere.
You're causing trouble. Mm-mm. And I think she was relentless tonight. Vicky couldn't even get a word in, which is hard with Vicky.
That's the thing. Like, she wants to go and, like, find out this information, but I feel like her vibe when she's with Vicky, like, she's not honestly listening to what Vicky's saying. She already has, you can tell, like, while sitting there, she already has her mind made up that it's almost hard to even reason with her.
And Vicky was like, don't say anything to her. Like, I want to be done with this. And she just told her not to.
Why is she getting involved in everybody else's drama?
Because it's her only storyline.
Oh, girl.
That was really her role, I remember.
She was thirsty tonight. Mm-hmm. Just to bring up Tamara's words, like, she was thirsty tonight, jumping into everybody's business. I think it was a little obvious tonight. I don't know. Like, she literally had 20 questions. Like, at that lunch, it was 20 questions by Megan.
I was like, I just want to eat the burrata and the tomatoes.
For real. It looked really good. That tomato.
Stop questioning me.
Tomato tower. Ooh, can you guys send us some?
That looked really good.
Right after Buzz TV. I don't know. What do you think? Like, Megan was just a little... does she want her own talk show? Like,
what kind of made me not like her tonight is what she did with Kelly. With telling Shannon before Kelly had even addressed it. I just don't believe that she wanted to tell Shannon out of sincerity for some reason.
She wanted to start trouble.
She's a shitster.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's basically it.
Speaking of all the housewives, I did a poll, and right now Shannon leads with 32%. The question was, which Real Housewife would you want to spend the day with? So leave us comments and let us know.
Really, guys?
Second place, we have Kelly at 27, and Vicky in third, Tamara last.
Okay, Vicky is number one for me, for sure. All I want to do is whip it up at Andalay's with her so badly. I'm not joking. I want to hang out with Vicky in real life so badly.
Yeah, I want Vicky to come visit us.
Thank you.
She is the OG of the OC.
She is!
We can't deny that.
Thank you for saying that. And Andalay's, I mean, you just brought up, like, a legacy. Like, yeah. I need to go there because Vicky has gone there. It's a landmark.
I literally only want to go to Puerto Vallarta so I can go to Andalay's.
Absolutely. I want to whoop it up in freaking Puerto Vallarta. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, really, like, we get the whole Shannon thing. We get you guys are loyal and you love Shannon and you see something that you relate to. But guys, let's just keep it real. You know, this is the Real Housewives of Orange County. Mm-hmm. You guys would really want to hang out with Shannon? Mm-hmm. She's funny. Don't get me wrong. She says really funny things sometimes. But guys, lately she's been such a buzzkill. I mean,
it's the weight gain.
It is the weight gain.
It's not just the weight gain, though, because before she was still being like a little Debbie Downer.
She's funny. She would actually be my number two.
She is funny.
She can party.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll have vodka on the rocks.
I would be a little uneasy hanging out with her, though, just because there's an imbalance. I don't know. You never know. I don't know.
You never know. What you do know, though, is a costume party with these ladies never ends well. And that's exactly what it led to. A costume party. Let's get down into it. Shannon Bedore dressed as Bret Michaels. What do you guys think about this?
That brought me back to his show on BH1.
Me too!
Right? Oh my
god! What was it called?
Oh gosh.
No, I know what it was
someone's
called.
Someone's gotta get it.
It was called Rock of Love.
Rock of Love!
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Bret Michaels, that bandana. I want to see what's under that bandana. Do you think he's bald?
Yes, I don't know.
Do you think he's bald?
I can't confirm or deny.
I don't know. He's never, like, honestly, like, I remember when Rock of Love was on, and all the girls would always talk about, like, wanting to see him without the bandana. He never took it off.
Yeah. I can't believe that show was on, and I watched it.
I loved it.
There were two seasons, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Oh, my god!
I think they were trying to catch on to the, like, Flavor of Love format.
Yeah.
So they were, like, okay, Bret Michaels. And they even did, that show was really interesting.
What he's doing right now.
Well, that was really, really interesting. I don't know. The entire episode, I was just yelling, like, Megan, shut up. Like, I hated when they were at the costume store and Megan called and was like, Shannon, I've been dying to talk to you. Like, really? You've been dying to spread gossip? Like, you are out of control tonight. Mm-hmm. Intentionally involving yourself in other people's business. This is what the live chat says. See, Vicky is the only one with a job. Mm-hmm. Max was wrong for calling Shannon. You guys keep commenting. This is great. This is exactly, we're agreeing on the same thing tonight.
Yeah.
Out of control.
You know whose place she's kind of taking is, like, Lydia was kind of a shit star the first two episodes.
Yeah, Lydia took a back seat.
She was going all around each person, and now Megan's doing that.
Yep.
I'm bored of both of them. Lydia was, they are replaceable.
Lydia definitely came on with a bang. She wanted to show, you know what, I'm not boring. You guys dumped me a couple seasons ago. I am back to make a mark. But tonight, Lydia... You lost.
She took the pedal off.
You were so ridiculous, saying that you were uncomfortable, bringing up the Bible and everything. Like, it was just too much, girl. Like, relax. It's a drag club. No one's asking you to transition. Like, no one's asking you to make out with a girl. Like, relax. You can be at the place, enjoy some hummus, and watch the girls dance.
You know what I do when I see Licky? Or, excuse me, Licky. You know what I do when I see Lydia on screen?
You go to sleep.
That's Vic. No, that's what Vicky does. Yeah. You know her thing?
Oh my God, that's right. Vicky was like, when I see Lydia, that was great.
Okay, yeah, but Lydia is just, she brings nothing. The sparkles, the rainbows, the unicorns, her and her mom, the fairy dust. I don't care.
She doesn't care, ladies and gentlemen. I like the mom. I like her mom.
Oh, they're nice.
And I think if her mom was at Hamburger Mary's with Lydia, she would have said, Lydia, relax, like... This is fun. We're surrounded by drag queens, and when are drag queens fun? I mean, they rule the world.
Hopefully that opened up her mind, because I think it's nice. Well, her role in tonight's episode, it's nice for other people that are kind of a little bit close-minded, even though that's true. What she was not going for. It looked like she was. It opens up people's, like, wanting to even experience whatever.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
She's actually probably relatable to a number of viewers.
There's a lot of people that are going to relate to her, because they've... never been in a drag club either. Like, I get it all works, but in my personal opinion, I just feel like you could have relaxed a little bit.
She's
you don't
doing
have
too
to
much.
Bring up the Bible. We're at a drag club. Like, nobody wants to talk about being a strong Christian girl. Like, order a drink and hang out. Is that being, like, yeah, they talk about being strong Christians, but tall vodkas all day long and, like, gossiping and cursing each other out. Guys, come on. Before we get into the real drag king bingo tonight, I want to talk about Vicky and Steve.
Oh, you guys, her love tank is full.
Her love tank is full, yeah.
I love him, and I love her.
Great.
I love her new kitchen, and I love them all together.
I love that you talked about the kitchen.
I love that kitchen. Yeah, because she's lived there for so long, so it's kind of like watching Kris Jenner's house.
Exactly.
Because she's had that house forever, and just seeing how it's evolved and how Vicky's house has really evolved. When they do the aerial shot of it, you realize how big that house is.
It's huge.
I love
they're so bad. Like, it's a beautiful house.
Mm-hmm.
I want to visit Vicky. Vicky, come visit us.
Vicky, where are you?
Vicky, we want you here with us at AfterBuzz TV.
You think she's going to have her office done this season, or is that going to be something for next season where she's like, the office is done? Do you think she'd be able to get it done in time for this season?
Maybe. Because
it sounds like it's going to have a little flair of her house.
Maybe they'll show it at the end of the season.
I'll be interested to see it.
Oh my God, this episode is getting good. It's getting good. Even with next week's preview.
Oh my God, I can't.
Yeah.
Vicky calling Tara!
I love that.
Oh my, finally, guys, we need to get these two together. Finally, at least they can talk. At least there's going to be a scene where they're going to talk. Look at the live chat. Lydia wasn't closed-minded. She was simply unfamiliar and uncomfortable. Maybe so, but she just brought it up too many times for me to be, like, sympathetic towards that. Maybe if you just brought it up once, like, oh, we're going to a drag queen club. I'm going to be a little uncomfortable, but it's going to be fun. I just feel like she could have had a better attitude about it. Like, she went to the bathroom and, like, I don't know. They played that montage. You know how Bravo is with the montages?
Mm-hmm.
Shady Bravo.
They
always
so
showing us.
Shady.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know who else is being a little shady? Scott the Psychic.
Oh, my God, Scott the Psychic.
A little too many cocktails, or was that really just his personality?
He was like, you guys are going to have a problem, and you're going to have a problem. I was like, Scott, like, did we ask for a psychic reading right now, or are we watching Drag Queen?
No, we didn't ask for a psychic reading, Scott.
Mm-mm. I want one.
But,
yeah, when he was doing that, it made me feel uncomfortable. I'm like, why are you just like, and even if that's the situation, I think, like, with these women getting belligerent, you could see everybody's eyes were glossy. Everybody had a few too many cocktails, and to just throw that out there, literally with these women, things can go left real quick like it did tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like Scott was a little too much tonight, especially taking like full responsibility for revealing the Brooks gate. Like, calm down. Like, we listened to you go, yeah, maybe it's I just don't see the cancer, but we didn't automatically think you didn't have cancer because you said it. Guess what? We thought about that way before you did. Like, yeah. We all thought there was something up with Brooks. Yeah, like, come on. He was a little strong tonight, but I really loved Vicky and Steve tonight and mm-hmm. showing off the relationship. Vicky was hilarious talking about how much she needs to be sexually satisfied.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my
she God. Doesn't want anybody boring.
I was like, TMI.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't want anybody boring, and she wants it 4 times a day, ladies and gentlemen.
4 times. Who's got time for that?
I do.
Okay.
Right. I always have time for it.
I think people relate to Vicky a lot because she does have, you know, a career and a job aside from Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. Speaking of jobs, are you guys hiring? Because do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100+ job sites with just one click.
Super easy.
That's amazing. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. That's amazing.
That's quick.
Yeah. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates and immediate results. So that's ZipRecruiter/buzz. One more time to try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter/buzz.
Yeah.
Do that right now.
Go to ZipRecruiter to try it free, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for that, Thomas.
Yeah, I love ZipRecruiter.
It's great. It's great. Now, let's talk about the only thing that Megan did tonight that was cool. She pumped and dumped. For all you folks out there that don't know that, it is some gay slang we're throwing at you. They're at the gay club, so might as well not. And she pumped and dumped at the gay club. She pumped at the club so she could drink. Probably the coolest thing Megan has ever done, in my opinion.
In the changing area as well, where all the drag queens get ready.
How amazing.
When was the last time you went there?
Ooh, it's been a while since I've been to Hamburger Mary's, but I have done the drag queen bingo, and it is so fun. I highly recommend it. It is super fun.
It's super fun. I think, like, viewers that watch our after show, you guys should definitely go check online and see what it's about, because it's a lot of fun.
It's super fun. And it's a franchise. Hamburger Mary's is...
Yeah, they have one in San Diego, right?
And Long Beach, right?
Yeah. I haven't been to those. Yeah.
Let's go!
We're going after the show.
We're going after the show, guys. We're going to whoop it up.
It looks so fun.
Yeah, it's fun. They have like an outdoor patio seating and...
You'll see pictures of Shanti and I kissing later. Will you have your green Irish shirt on? No, you won't, because no one will own that shirt. Shannon owns that shirt.
Mm-hmm. That's going to go in the Real Housewives, like, franchise Vault. Museum.
It should go in Andy's clubhouse. That's where it should go.
Yes.
I don't know. So we go back to the whole Tamara being a setup Sally, and I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
About Tamara. Say it again.
Tamara being
live chat.
Tamara being like a whole setup Sally with Scott the psychic, and she was like bringing up stuff like in front of the girls. Like, don't worry, Vicky's gonna. Yeah.
She's such a hater. They were friends for so long, and she's kind of just at the end of the spectrum now. Like, I feel like there's nothing that will get them back together. Hopefully next week that'll change. But she's just, I think she's been really hurt by her, so she's just kind of hating and kind of wants everybody else to hate her too.
Yeah. Someone in the live chat says, why does the psychic talk ask about Vicky? Why doesn't he tell about Tamara being a fake Christian? Maybe Scott should break the story about Eddie being gay.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow. Shall we get into that?
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, like, if Tamara is upset now, and we've just been talking about surface rumors, this is getting crazy. Make sure to stay with us, guys, because next week,
yeah,
it all goes down. I cannot believe this.
Okay, what do you guys think?
I don't know. We've talked about this. I have said it. I love Eddie. I'm a huge fan. Hopefully he's on our team. I'm just kidding. No, like, honestly, like, I don't think he is. Coming from a gay man, I don't think Eddie's gay.
No.
I think that him and Tamara are actually good together, despite my opinions about Tamara this season.
I wish Tamara was at Vicky's house to hear this, because we always get these juicy stories and the people that they're talking about are never there.
That's true.
You know, the only time that we've seen some like crazy breakout was when, what's her name, through the divorce paper or some kind of file at Tamara.
Oh my gosh.
Remember that OC episode? Yeah. So, yeah, because I feel like if Tamara were to be there and hear that guy say that...
she would have gone crazy.
Ballistic.
We would have had a Teresa table flip.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't have even flipped the table. She would have jumped over the table and across to that man and grabbed him by the throat.
What story does he have on him? I think, you know, that's just really...
He said he saw that's him making out with someone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, a kiss? Yeah. I can't wait for that episode. They always do really good teasers to make you want to watch the next one.
I don't get gay vibes from him, though.
I don't get gay vibes from Eddie either. I mean, I've said it a thousand times on this panel. I'm a huge Eddie fan, and we all wish, you know, especially after that bathtub scene with Tamara. I mean, it was like slightly pornographic.
Oh, that was.
And they just keep replaying it lately. Do you guys notice that? The last couple episodes, they played that bathtub scene again.
I think the editor likes it, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to play this again. I want to work out with him so badly.
Yeah, let's go to Cut Fitness. That would be so fun.
Oh, hey, we just drove to Orange County, 45 minutes. We're ready to work out.
I really want Vicky to join us here. You know, that would be just amazing.
We need Vicky here.
I'm going to tweet Vicky. So hopefully, Vicky, if you're watching our after show, please join us. We would love it. A lot of your fans are on this show that support you and love you. So it'd be nice, you know. Yeah. This is AfterBuzz is really a place where a lot of housewives from different franchises come here. So it'd be really amazing to have you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I just met a housewife outside the studio. Yeah, I can't say who. Shh, it's a secret. But anyways, we go back to Deco and Peggy. I love them. I think it's great. Deco revealed something that was crazy about himself, that he lived with his parents until he was married. He was about to get married. That's when he moved out.
That's crazy, but he also, I'm sure, saved a lot of money.
He did save a lot of money, but Peggy didn't also just paint him out to be someone that lived at home forever.
Yeah.
She said he was taking care of his family.
Yeah.
Which makes me like him even more. He's a good man. Mm-hmm. We already knew. He's funny. He cares about his daughter.
He loves his wife so much.
Yes. I think it's so cute.
Oh my god, the previous next week where he's like, is that a new lipstick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that's all I want in my life.
Yeah.
Now, if Eddie would have said that, people would have ran with it. Y'all would have been tweeting.
Yes.
It's interesting seeing these house husbands come on, because a lot of fans just start picking them apart, like what they did with Peter Thomas and now with Eddie. So hopefully Deco stays away from it, because, you know, this is his first run at doing the show. If she gets picked up for the next season, getting too involved, you know, I just hope he's like, his reputation stays clear of drama.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because it'll be sad, because he seems like a really nice guy.
He is a good guy.
And he's funny.
We still haven't heard about these Peggy rumors and like those rumors that surfaced a couple weeks after she was cast and the show started about the gay brother thing. As soon as more stuff comes up about that, we will bring it up again. But let's go right into the main event about tonight, the drag queen bingo at Hamburger Mary's. Megan finally brings up this text that she's been talking about all season, but it's never brought it up to Kelly. The text that said, your husband is cheating on you, has a mistress. She sent that text while Megan was 7 months pregnant. What do you guys think about that?
So did she basically admit that it was a rumor and that it wasn't true?
The whole thing that Kelly's mad about is like, we talked about it and we squashed it. Like,
right. But
she's giving it life.
It was like a tit-for-tat thing, but did she really think that, or was she kind of just throwing it out there? Mm. I didn't get the impression that she really thought that there was an affair.
No, I think you're right. I don't think she thought that. She said, well, I don't think she said it. Someone said tit-for-tat. But Kelly is tit for tat. Kelly is very much tit for tat.
Oh my god, she can't like not hit you below the belt. Like every time, she cannot be not the last person to speak.
Yeah, don't come for her.
Oh my god, I'm so
don't come
scared
for me unless
her.
I send for you.
Mm-hmm.
And she will just go in. Like Kelly goes for the jugular.
Yes,
yes, she really does. Which is kind of like scary. You never want to like cross her. You know, so I would not want to cross her. She'll just leak out all this information. You know. She strikes me as somebody that is just relentless. So, but she's great for the show. Like, I love her for this. You know, she definitely earned her orange.
Like, I just want to sit back and like watch. Like, but I don't want to be in the middle
of it. Sip the tea and watch.
I kind of did see this happening with her and Megan. For some reason, like their friendship, even in the last season when Kelly was introduced to us, it just, I don't know, their dynamic just didn't seem as solid. So the fact that this is happening, I kind of saw it coming.
Well, also just how Megan brought it up, like out of nowhere, the affair thing. Mm-hmm. Like they were all talking about the text message, and then she said, "I don't think you've been a good friend." And she was like, "Well, I don't think you've been a good friend because you thought that my husband was having an affair." It was like out of nowhere. It was like she was holding that.
Ammo. Yeah.
She was like
ammo.
ready to release that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She was ready to go for it. That's what I don't appreciate about Megan. Like you said, Thomas, like she revealed a lot of that in the first season. Her and Kelly were supposed to be really good friends. In the first season, towards the end, mm-hmm. you could see the loyalty melting off Megan. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just not a loyal person. Tonight, yeah. she proved to be such a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just she can behind everyone's back.
Mm-hmm.
She fights dirty. Charlie in Charge, you get me. Yes, I quoted Kenya Moore.
Mm-hmm. She's going to invite Gretchen and Slade. Oh my God, I cannot wait for Gretchen.
Megan is fighting with Kelly because Megan needs a storyline.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you guys actually ever played bingo?
Of course.
It's been a while.
So fun.
Yeah.
I love
it. I'm sure it would be so much more fun at Hamburger Mary's, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've played it in Vegas, and I've always lost money, but I'm sure... Actually, I played at Drag Queen Bingo. It was super fun.
Yeah.
But I just don't remember, like, the actual game.
Did you guys dress up?
It's simple.
No, we didn't dress up.
Do you remember how to play?
I remember how to play bingo.
Well, you asked bingo. If we'd ever played it. I was like, who has not played bingo?
No, like, I meant, like, out. Like, an outing of bingo with friends.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so fun.
That's why I'm saying I need to do this Hamburger Mary thing. It's like a birthday thing.
Yeah, but Saturday you know what? It's night. Actually, like, it's not... Bingo is not hard, but, like, in Vegas, you get, like... You buy the sheets because you want to win bingo, so you buy as many sheets as you can to keep track. But it's hard
to,
like...
You have to look all around.
Yeah, when they're, like, B4. Like, I would hit all the B4s, and we'd be sitting there, my friend's like, you didn't get that one. Oh, look, you missed that one, too. And I'm like, I'm not good at this.
Mm.
So it's crazy. It's
fun.
Yeah. This bingo gate was going on, and Lydia could not stop talking about how she was uncomfortable. At one point, she even got up and went to the bathroom, and they showed a montage of her showing all her little flights. Like, she is... You know, like, you just stay or flight. Like, she just flights. Like, she does not want to stay. They showed a montage of her leaving in Mexico. Like, Lydia, like, this is what you're doing. You're on the show. People are going to fight. People are going to talk about things that you're uncomfortable with. What are you going to do? Run away the whole time? You're not going to be on next season if you run away every time. What do you guys think about this? I was personally super annoyed.
Yeah, that's why in the clip when she wasn't in the... I knew where she was sitting at the table when she wasn't there and they showed why she left. But she should just stay there. I do agree with you. She needs to just sit down and just take it, because this is what Housewives is. People are going to fight, people are going to argue, so it's inevitable.
Yeah, and she didn't even just bring up the fight. Like, she was just like, oh, they started going at it, and she just brought up the gay thing again, like, brought up the drag queen thing again, yeah. brought up the Bible again. Like, we're watching Housewives. Like, no offense to anybody out there, religious or spiritual, like, all of the above, I swear. But, like, seriously, like, nobody wants to hear that on Housewives, and nobody wants to feel like they're being judged. Like, only Judy can judge me. So don't be so judgmental, Lydia. Come on. Like, you know, stay and, like, chill or, like, go home. Like, I don't know.
Well, she did go home.
She did go home.
Why yeah. was Megan not in the bus? I don't get that. Like,
because Kelly ripped her apart.
She's, no, I mean, but, like, she wasn't even there. On the bus on the way there.
Oh, that's right. She wasn't.
They just know? Said, where's Megan? And someone was like, she's going to meet us there. Probably something.
Because, I mean, she left in a SUV, and from there all the way to Orange County is like 45 minutes, you
it's
know?
It's a long drive.
Yeah.
I don't know if the viewers know that, but yeah, Hamburger Mary's is in West Hollywood, and these ladies live in Orange County, so it's like a good hour close. Drive.
Hour drive, and if you're going through traffic, it's almost like 2 hours.
I don't know if they were in traffic. Well, it looked like
it was nighttime. Yeah, night would be good.
But yeah, it's a long drive to Orange County. Next week's episode looks amazing. Do we have any predictions? What are the predictions? Predictions.
Well,
and now you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Shanti Christina, what do you think? Predictions for next week's episode.
Okay, we're gonna get into the relationship with Shannon and David, which I'm dying to see because I feel like there's some issues going on.
Yes.
Like, they had the affair and then they went up and now they're low, and I don't think they're gonna last personally. That's Ooh. My prediction. Also, I'm so excited to see Gretchen. I don't know why, but I love her.
She was in the studio.
What?
She was literally, actually, she sat right here and Slade was there.
Yeah.
But she was on the after show for New York. Yeah. So we need them to come back.
Okay. And also, did you guys see Lizzie?
Yes!
She was unrecognizable.
Oh my god, they were all there. This next week's episode.
So much stuff. Classic.
So much stuff.
We just see Gina, like, just walk in on the side and just have Gina be part of it, too.
Cherry on top.
Gina Kiyoi.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Predictions? I don't really... I think what we're going to see is we're going to see definitely Vicky. I think she's going to accept the invite. We're going to see the coffee scene. They didn't put that in the preview. But I definitely think Tamra's likely going to accept the offer. You can tell it's interesting their dynamic because as much as Tamra hates her and like does these like Scott things and things like that, part of her loves Vicky. So you can see she's excited when the phone rings. Oh, it's Vicky. Oh, you know,
she's
like if you really hated somebody, you would not even pick up the phone or you would do something even. I don't think she's as mad as it comes off, you know? Part of me feels like she still wants Vicky in her life. Right?
Well, yeah, I actually think so. I mean, it would be great for entertainment. Like, we just want to see you guys whoop it up. We want to see the old times. Like, we just want it to feel like a classic Housewives episode. Tamra and Vicky being the leading ladies of the OC. You guys, next week's episode looks amazing. Thank you for checking us out tonight. Make sure to give us a click and a thumbs up because we love to do this and we love to do this for you guys. So make sure to check us out next week. I am your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne, and I have some very exciting things coming up at the end of the year. So make sure to check out my website, HollywoodLeanne.com.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Ulina. Now that you're done with our after show, go check out my show. It's called Your Time with Thomas. You're on YouTube now, so make sure to type it in the search bar. Find me online at Thomas Ulina.
You guys, I had so much fun today. This is the best show ever. You can follow me on Instagram. I really need some followers. At Shanti _ Christina. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, Shanti. And we will see you guys next week. Bring your oranges and bring the drama. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.